Good morning. Every day brings with it joys and sometimes struggles and not so pleasant news. This morning we have good news that's Mary's birthday today. And in our prayers, we lift you up today. Speaking of bad news, I found out last night that Deacon Jesus may have had a mild stroke, and he was taken down to the valley. So when we do our prayer intentions this morning, I'm sure you'll join with me in praying for Deacon Jesse. Saint Stephen is the first Catholic martyr for the faith, and in the Acts of the Apostles, which we hear after Easter, written by Luke, we've heard Stephen described as a man filled with faith and the Holy Spirit. Stephen must have been special, for just a few sentences later, he was also described as filled with grace and power, and that he worked great signs and wonders among the people. Wow, what a high bar he sets for anyone with the title of deacon. Would that I were cut in the mold of Saint Stephen. In today's reading, we heard about persecution breaking out in the early church. I'm reminded of the persecution that I have seen in three different parishes. The devil is certainly waging war. The devil has brought broken priests and bishops into the awareness of every segment of the church, society, and the media. The devil has helped bring about circumstances of people living in sin and ignoring, publicly defying what the church teaches. The devil has brought division and confusion. In just the decades that you and I have lived, and even now, these things have been and are happening. Some persecution exists even in this church. But in the words of Blessed John Paul II, be not afraid. The promise and power of the risen Jesus was manifested back then. It is and will be manifest in our times. Chapter 8 of the Acts of the Apostles tells that Deacon Stephen was murdered. This a seeming victory of the devil over the fledgling church. What happens at the beginning of chapter 9, one chapter later of Acts? We read of Saul's conversion. Saul, who aided in the persecution of the Christians. We just heard that this morning. He's brought to blindness and to his knees by an encounter with a risen Christ. And today, here and now, we are under attack. Our parish is under attack. Some members are scattered and dividing, sowing seeds of separation. Some are here and spreading dissension. Some are hurt and confused because they don't feel cared for or nourished. But today, every day, the power and promise of Jesus is manifest in this very place where we are gathered. In any priest given faculties by our bishop, whether it is a priest that is loved or liked or not cared for at all, the validly assigned priest stands in persona Christi and brings us Jesus. It is Jesus who has all the power and all authority and will be the ultimate victor. As our responsorial said this morning, sing praise to the glory of his name. Proclaim his praise. How tremendous his deeds. Praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen.